stepping away. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The face of the pandemic, Dr. Anthony Fauci, has announced he will leave his government positions.
Fauci is planning a December departure and writes, "While I am moving on from my current positions, I am not retiring. After more than 50 years of government service, I plan to pursue the next phase of my career while I still have so much energy and passion for my field." President Biden says of Fauci, "Whether you've met him personally or not, he has touched all Americans' lives with his work."
Fox's Peter Ducey. Lawyers for former President Trump have asked a federal judge to prevent the FBI from continuing to review documents recovered from his Florida estate until a neutral person known as a special master can be appointed. The attorneys claim the sets of documents taken from the residence were presumptively covered by executive privilege, and they say the matter has captured the attention of the American public and safeguards are needed to protect Trump's rights. A former Louisville, Kentucky police detective accused in connection with the death of Breonna Taylor will wait another day to plead guilty.
Kelly Goodlett, according to the federal court calendar in Louisville, will enter a guilty plea to conspiracy to violate Breonna Taylor's civil rights. Her lawyer had previously said the plea would come today. Goodlett is accused of providing false facts to get a warrant for the 2020 raid during which Taylor was shot and killed. In a prior hearing, Goodlett was ordered not to contact her three co-defendants, indicating her guilty plea may lead to her testimony against them. Goodlett resigned as an officer earlier this month as Chief Erica Shields began a process to fire her.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Three Arkansas police officers suspended and a civil rights investigation opened after two were seen on video punching a man while the third held him to the ground. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Authorities in New Zealand continue to track down clues in a gruesome discovery from last week.
A Korean-born New Zealand woman living in South Korea could be the mom of the two kids found dead and stuffed inside a suitcase last week in Auckland. That from a police officer in South Korea who adds they're basing that assertion on her age and her past address. The children, aged between 5 and 10, discovered by a different family who bought a storage locker at an online auction only to realize their gruesome purchase when going through the items. The woman arrived in South Korea in 2018 and had no record of departure since then, a police officer said, adding New Zealand police want confirmation whether the person might be related to a crime case. CJ Papa, Fox News.
A federal judge has rejected a request by Ben & Jerry's to block a plan by its corporate parent to allow its products to be sold in East Jerusalem and the West Bank against the wishes of the ice cream maker's independent board of directors. Authorities in border towns say cartels are now using social media to get Americans to help bring people across the border illegally.
The police chief of Encinal, Texas, tells us that he has seen old and young, even professionals like nurses and a lawyer, get caught up in this. People who are now lured to the southern border by social media or other online posts, ads placed by the cartels, promising large sums of money if they pick up migrants and drive them further into the country's interior. Sometimes drivers resist, leading to those pursuits and bailouts we've been reporting on, while other times they're stopped with no issue as police and federal agents search for contraband.
Fox's Casey Stiegel. The return of the NFL is why the 74th primetime Emmys have been moved from the usual Sunday night slot to Monday. This year's Emmy home, NBC, is giving Sunday, September 11th to the Tampa Bay Dallas game. Saturday Night Live's Kenan Thompson will host the Emmy September 12th. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.